listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. It is our morning for some time with our friends from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And good morning to you, Andy, and a wonderful morning to all the listeners.
Well, thank you. A blessed Thursday morning. What's new with LSS Living this week?
Well, actually, I want to first review a couple of things we've talked about. Then I'm going to tell you something that is fairly brand new. So first, just a reminder of some upcoming events. The first one being Friday, August 12th, which would be, tomorrow night. That would be a spaghetti dinner at Richmond Terrace. Richmond Terrace is in Richmond Heights. And here, real quickly, I'm going to scoot on over and see if I can give folks an address. I wasn't prepared to do that. Richmond Terrace is at 1633 Laclede Station Road. That's 1633 Laclede Station Road. Visually speaking, if you're picturing the area of St. Louis, it's very close to I-64 and Hanley and the exit there. And so it is in Richmond Heights at Richmond Terrace. It starts already at 5 o'clock p.m. and it goes, probably until the food runs out, but they technically have it listed as 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Not sure of the cost, but it is maybe perhaps $10, or perhaps it is free will offering. I'm not exactly sure how they do that. They don't have that listed on the page. But I know it's very reasonable. The food is wonderful. The company is excellent. And all of the proceeds benefit Benevolent Care at Richmond Terrace. And benefiting Benevolent Care at Meridian Village in Glen Carbon would be an evening at the winery, which happens on Sunday, August 28th, beginning at 4 o'clock p.m. It is at Villa Marie Winery, and it is a cost of $50. And there is a wine tasting from 4 to 5 p.m., from 4 to 6 p.m., a silent auction, from 5 to 7 p.m., dinner and desserts. So they kind of stagger those. So you could technically come at 4:30, do your wine tasting, and then stroll the auction, quickly grab some dinner, wait until the auction is finished at 6 p.m. to see if you got anything, and be home by 7. Or you could start at 4, you could stay through 7 and be home after that. It is all up to you. But all of the benefits, it's a lovely evening. There's music, there's dinner, there's a silent auction, there's wonderful fellowship, and that's Sunday, August 28th. And if you are interested in learning more or to buy a ticket, you can contact Becky at 618-205-4224. 618-205-4224.
I still don't know why we call them silent auctions, because it's never quiet or silent when a bunch of people are gathered around bidding on stuff, even if they're just writing their names on papers. Yeah.
Well, especially if someone is really after that beautiful necklace or that wonderful vase or that great Christmas decoration or something, and they're standing there and they're waiting to see whether or not they've got their eye on it, and they're waiting to see whether or not someone's going to outbid them, and then they can go ahead and it can get to be quite competitive sometimes, but always in wonderful good spirit, because it all benefits Benevolent Care.
That's how I've done some Christmas shopping and birthday shopping in the past.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's an absolutely wonderful thing to mention, because it is a super way to do that.
Look out, family. You just never know what kind of gift baskets you're going to get this year.
Exactly. It all depends on what kind of auction I was able to attend. Well, and speaking of the things that are brand new, this isn't brand new, but I've not mentioned it on air before, but it is fairly new for Lutheran Senior Services, and that is a way for people to visit our continuing care retirement communities, which we refer to on our website as senior living communities, without ever leaving your home. So I know you've heard of virtual tours, Andy, and Lutheran Senior Services has virtual tours posted for each of our continuing care retirement communities. As a reminder for our listeners, those are all of our senior living communities that have all levels of care or living on one campus: independent living, assisted living, care center, or what's traditionally called a nursing home or long-term care, and then also short-stay rehabilitation and for after surgery or hospitalization, as well as memory care. So memory care is available either on an assisted living basis if the person experiencing Alzheimer's or dementia is fairly mobile yet and somewhat independent, or if they're in their advanced stages of Alzheimer's or advanced dementia, then it is available in our care centers. So we have actually places located from central Missouri into central Illinois. So we have in Jefferson City, we have Heisinger Bluffs, also St. Joseph's Bluffs for the REACH Short Stay Rehab. We have Lenore Woods in Columbia. In St. Charles, I'm kind of going from the central Missouri into, in my mind, into Illinois. In St. Charles, we have Breeze Park. In Baldwin, we have Merrimack Bluffs. In Webster Groves, we have Lickley Groves. In Glen Carbon, we have our Meridian Village. Springfield, Illinois, we have Concordia Village. And in Peoria, Illinois, we have Lutheran Hillside Village. And so each of these places, we had someone come in, and it's actually the virtual tour is done very brilliantly. She took pictures, still pictures, of many of the different locations around the campus and then merged them together into a slideshow that really comes across as a virtual tour, so that you actually feel as if you're standing there and you're looking around the buildings. And so you have a chance to see the front entrance. You have a chance to see, oh, the coffee shop, the chapel, what an apartment looks like, what some of the living areas look like, what the dining rooms look like. So if you actually are curious, maybe you know someone who lives in one of these locations and you're curious to see what it looks like. Maybe you're considering it for yourself or a loved one and you just want to check it out before you even call or click on the website tab to make an appointment to visit. Please feel free to come and take a virtual tour. The way you get to the virtual tour is you go to lssliving.org, which is our website, our comprehensive website for Lutheran Senior Services. Then along the side, you're going to see a red tab that says Senior Living Communities. You click on that tab and all of the locations come up. So let's just take the first one, obviously, in St. Louis that's listed as Breeze Park. It's in the St. Charles area. You click on that tab, and it's going to take you automatically to the Breeze Park page. So at the Breeze Park page, you're going to see all the options that are available. But when you get to that page, you scroll down and you see some tabs in the middle. They say About and Tours and Lifestyle and Stories and Staff. And when you click on that Tours tab, which is just a one click away, then you're going to see something to click on for. It says Community Amenities, and that's your virtual tour. Big red tab, like with a little red camera in it. When you click on that, then you're going to see the virtual tour come up. And so that way you have an opportunity to look around without ever leaving your home. Isn't that amazing?
That is. That's so nice. You just click through there and then you can see everything in the community. That's a great idea.
Well, it really is. It is something that we know was an opportunity that we had not taken advantage of before. I believe it was about a year ago when the project was in full swing. And they've been posted now, and they're a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, another idea for it is if you actually do have, if you're listening and you have a loved one who lives in one of these places, one of these communities, and you want to encourage others to think about it, a great way to also just send them the link to have them click on it and take a look too. It's a wonderful way for people that live away. Children, let's say they know that mom is moving into Breeze Park. They've not had a chance yet to visit. They have a sibling, brother, sister that is here in St. Louis that is helping to make the arrangements. That sibling or that aunt or uncle or cousin or friend that lives in Connecticut can see where mom or dad is living. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to take a look at a community.
I'm looking at Breeze Park right now.
Are you?
Beautiful pictures.
Playing and it just kind of plays for you. And they're not terribly long. And so you can click through. And one of the things that you would realize if you took a few minutes and you wanted to visit all of the communities, one of the things that you would realize is that each community has their own personality.
Mm-hmm.
So Lutheran Senior Services has grown, but most of our places we have not built ourselves. So we've actually merged with other existing locations. So allowing each of those locations to retain their own personality and their own connections where they were located has been very important to Lutheran Senior Services. So you'll see that while maybe the signs look the same because they've got our logo on them, each one has their own personality, but they are all very beautifully appointed, and they all have a spirit of home.
I was just noticing the nice fitness facility at Breeze Park. This is nice. I'm ready to sign up. Is it too early?
Who are you? Yes, Andy, you could. We do have a future residence program at each one of our places. So, So maybe you could go ahead and you could take the virtual tours, then you could visit them all on site or online for the virtual tour, then see them in person, make your choice, become a future resident. You probably would be the person that spent the longest time in the future residence program, but who knows?
You know, I'm never going to get anything done today now because I'm going to look at all the tours.
Well, and actually that does remind me to mention that. So if someone is listening and knows that they would like to move into one of our communities, but they're just not yet ready, we do have a future residency program. And so in membership in that program for each of these locations gives you opportunities for some social activities, for some things that you might do to get to know some of the residents who will be your future neighbors, even though you are not yet ready to move in. So it's a great, great program. A lot of people have taken advantage of it, including maybe you, Andy.
This is great. Oh, man, the views from Merrimack Bluffs are beautiful.
They are. They really. So in that virtual tour, I'm assuming that you're mentioning is that if you stand on the back patio out by the log cabin that's there, the Merrimack Bluffs is built on the old Ameren property that they had for a retreat, a getaway, and there's a beautiful overlook of the Merrimack River there, and it's a beautiful bluff. Beautiful. So I do encourage everybody, lssliving.org, click on the Senior Living tab, a Senior Communities tab, Living Communities tab, click on a location, click on the tours, and then take the virtual tours. You get to see all of our locations.
Wow. This is a great idea.
It is.
Yeah, it just saves a lot of time. Of course, now I'm going to spend a lot of time looking at all the communities.
Glad to take up all your time in doing that. But speaking of time, we only have a moment left, and so I wanted to also give a save the date call out to everyone that knows about our Lutheran prayer breakfast that happens in St. Louis. It is sponsored by now, there are 13 or 14 different agencies or organizations, Lutheran, based in St. Louis, who are sponsors of this event. It is Wednesday, October 12th. I know you can think ahead, you can look ahead to do it. Wednesday, October 12th, tickets are $25. The speaker is going to be Reverend Walt Wangren. And I will be telling more about it in the time to come, also letting you know how to get your tickets. But just wanted everybody to quickly write down that date and put it on their calendars.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jane.
You're welcome. And just as a closing note, I just wanted to just give you a thought that Martin Luther once said. Faith is permitting ourselves to be seized by the things we do not see. We may not see or feel it, but God is holding his hand out to us, and so we can grab hold in faith. thought about that quote today. Faith is permitting ourselves to be seized by the things we do not see, because we talked about virtual tours. So you may not actually be there, but you can still see it. Same thing with our faith. We may not yet be in heaven, but it is already ours because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who took our sins to the cross because he loves us that much.
Amen. Well, have a wonderful weekend, Jane. Thank you.
You too. Talk to you next week.